qualified as a personal trainer with the experts, the Australian Institute of Fitness. Hit fitness.edu.au for more.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradieoke.
But it is a Tuesday, Phoebe, so singing tradies are ready to go.
It is. Our tradies take the stage, like Julian from Narre Warren South. Julian, you're a scaffolder. How are you today?
Oh, very well, thank you.
No, oh, you sound good. You're up and about, Julian. What are you going to perform for us?
Lover, Lover by Sonia Dada.
Oh, lover, yes. Lover.
That's the one.
Oh, Julian, what a song. Take us back to the 90s. Off you go.
Well, the truth, it hurts to say, I'm going to pack up my bags and I'm going to go away. I'm going to split, I can't fight it. I'm going to give it up and quit and ain't never coming back. The lover, oh, I did you go and I got to stay. I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. I'm gonna give it up and quit and ain't never coming back. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. No good no more, more, more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Wow. The key change.
No, perfect.
I reckon the other two calls just hung up. That was amazing.
I'd go and see you on a Saturday night, Julian. You should do some gigs.
I think you're do you sing?
Oh, just in the bathroom and while I'm working.
Mate, someone needs to put you on in a bar or somewhere.
Oh,
I mean,
so good.
He is a legit singer. He's a scaffolder from Narre Warren South. And, yeah, I think Fev's right. We've got a clubhouse leader and you feel for the next couple of tradies, Fev.
Matt, the plasterer from Craigieburn. Hey, Matt.
How you going?
You good, Matt. Matty, what have you got in store for us?
Some snow by Informer by Snow.
Wow. He's going more down the comedy angle, I think, here.
This is a... Wow. If you nail this, Matt, this is a strong set today.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck. Off you go.
Please, the minute coming down, they blow down my door. When he come crawl to my window, so they put me in the back of the car at the station. Oh. From that point on, I reach my destination. Where the destination we began his attention. Where the look at my pants, look at my bottom, so informer. You know, see that miss know me, I go blame. I lick it boom boom down. Take the man, I say, see that miss know me, sub someone down the lane. I lick it boom boom down. Informer, you know, see that miss know me, I go blame. I lick it boom boom down, take the man, see that miss know me, stab someone out of land. I lick it boom boom down.
Well done, Matty. Wow.
That was sensational, and I'm feeling for both Matt and Julian because any day, any week, Fev, both of them would be winners.
100%.
But they both appeared on the same week.
What is it with today? They should have all been in Japan with us.
That was
I know.
Where have these people come from?
Now, Jake, an installation installer from Mornington. Hey, Jake.
Howdy, howdy.
Jake, we've got two very strong performances so far, Jakey. What are you going to do for us?
I'm in strife. I'm going to sting Jackie.
Hey, throw him out of the water.
He is up against it, and he knows he's up against it.
I'm on the boat.
Oh, boy.
Give it everything, mate.
Did you wake up with your name on my lips? Or am I all alone in this infatuation? Jackie, when you touch my soul in the candlelight. Jackie, when I lost control in the heat of the night. Oh, Jackie, I can't get you off my mind.
Jake, you were brilliant. Oh, I mean, geez. I'm going to hand over to Fev, but can I just say...
Poor Jake was stiff.
Jake, I know, but gave it everything.
He gave it everything.
Honestly, the three of you, Julian, Matt and Jake, on any week, each of you would win.
Correct.
And you've all come on the same week.
I don't know if Jake would have won.
Oh, he
was good, though. He was good.
Good passion.
Got
plenty
me up
passion,
and about. He was my favourite out of all of them, but I reckon Jules from Nazawaza, he went first and nailed it. Well done, Julian. Yeah. Off to the pub, mate. $250.
I know. Yeah. In the past, this show has made promises it can't keep. FIFA. I think you promised one tradie a recording career, and then you
Josh.
Didn't. You never called him back. But Julian needs to think about pursuing it. It's that good of a voice.
I agree. You were so good, Julian. But and also Matt, I reckon ring back with Informer another week because it was so cool. Such a shame.
And Julian, Fev has given you the prize, and it's a great prize, mate. $250 to spend at Urban Alley Brewery. So well done.
Awesome. Yeah, the boys. All I heard was brewery.
It is in the Docklands. Good times, great food, and even better beer.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Husey Tuesday.
Husey.
Yes, what's happening this morning? Legends, Fev's back. Ned's
back.
Good. All good. You know, he's had the scope and he's ready to go again.
Had a good clean out. Yes. Everything's getting cleaned out at the minute. Husey, we're all going vegan. Yeah. Everything's getting a clean out. The body's getting a clean out.
Husey, what's happened here? You started this. You kicked it off. Then you've gone vegan, and it would look like we've just jumped on your bandwagon. But so last week, Fev's watched Game Changers, and he said he's going to be vegan. And I watched Game Changers. I'm not going to lie. I fell asleep in 10 minutes. That was way too boring for me. And I don't want to be an athlete. But then, Fusey, I went and watched all the other ones, the magic pill, no.
the
fork
docos,
over knife.
Netflix docos.
All the Netflix docos. And now I kid you not, I am now, what do I call myself? I'm a sugar-free, low-carb, keto vegan.
Oh, my God.
I've combined them all.
That's a lot of words to describe yourself. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, you can just be vegan curious, but you've got to remember, people, that we are generally, we're being hated in society. So
yes.
Vegans are the lowest of the low. Yeah. I mean, I was in a cafe yesterday and I said to the woman behind the counter, have you got any vegan treats? And she almost stabbed me. She said, no, we don't. We used to stock them. No one bought them, so we don't stock them anymore. I'm like, all right, just back off. I just asked a question. So.
No one bought them. I find that hard to believe.
No,
everywhere.
It was before the Game Changers thing, mate. Apparently,
this is a cult. I actually sent a picture to Boxer yesterday about our Uber Eats. On Saturday night, I hadn't eaten because of the operation, and I wanted a pizza, so I got a vegan pizza. And I reckon the vegan pizza was nearly the best pizza I reckon I've ever eaten.
You know, it feels like this is synchronicity. Because on Saturday night, we ordered a crust pizza. It's not an ad. We paid for it.
No, crust. They reckon crust has got the best vegan pizza ever.
Mate, me and my wife we had our most, you know, we had our most special shared experience in a long time just eating this pizza, you know, both of us looking into each other's eyes.
I spoke to one of my daughter's friends, Husey, and I said, I'm thinking, because meat just hurts my stomach. It's not, it had nothing to do with anything else. And I said, what's the best vegan thing? What's the best place you can get some food from? And she said, crust,
okay,
pizza.
It's sounding a lot like an ad now.
We're happy for making an ad. Me and Fev can double up like...
This girl's 13.
Mate, we could do those. You know those Uber Eats ads that Hamish and Andy do? It could be me and you with a crust pizza.
It's a crust pizza. Hey, vegans.
Guys, on Saturday, I got Uber Eats from, I got a vegan pizza, but it was from Serotonin in Richmond. And that I paid for that too. But they had a wonderful pizza.
I went to Hunky Dory in South Melbourne. Delicious fish and chips.
Pescatarian.
I mean, what else do we want to stack up and promote here, guys?
Well, you don't
anything,
have to promote it.
Just open the doors and bring it in, people. Yes. We'll eat it.
We're allowed to talk about refreshments.
No, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Now, look, we do want to come back. There's been all sorts of contradictions in this team, Husey, around these two vegans that I'm now doing a show with, both Boxy and Fev. So it'd be good to run past, I guess, some of the things that they've said and sort of weigh it against Husey's actual veganism, because Fev hasn't even started officially yet.
I think I have. Husey, I cooked a roast last night, and my roasts are very famous. They're the number one. And I didn't eat it. I just had the veggies.
Oh, my God.
I don't know
what's
happened.
He's like the selfish mum of the household who just does everything for everyone else but has no joy in her life herself.
No, I just ordered a wrap. There's a thing downstairs called a Fev wrap, and I just ordered it without bacon. And the bacon makes it.
God.
What's happened?
The Fev wrap has changed ingredients.
We'll come back. It's 7:13 here on The Fox. Husey's hanging out with us.
101.9 The Fox.
It is Husey Tuesday on The Fox. The whole gang are back together. Fev is back from his knee surgery after a sumo wrestler put him through a wall. He is feeling good. Dave Hughes drives you home as well. 22 past seven.
Can I just quickly, guys, just we are doing a challenge of vegans versus meat eaters in the afternoon. So I do, I need some vegans on my side because if you've seen Ed Cavalier, he has arms the size of oak trees.
And, right, right.
And my toothpicks are in trouble.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
How does the challenge go?
Well, it's 5 days next week. So I just need some strong vegans to get on the Hughesy and
I'll come with you, brother.
Right. But, mate, well, yes, we can take 3 day vegans. Absolutely. So.
I've been 2 weeks. I've been right. having that meat for.
So right, Fev is on team.
You've done 21 days. I've done 14.
Well, there you go, mate. That's as good as
anything. I qualify.
You absolutely qualify, Fev. I've got you. You're in.
All right, no,
you're
in. That's good. No, you heard Hughesy there.
That's what you call cross promotion.
He's got Fev on his team now, but also if you go to the Fox website and click through to Hughesy and Kate, you will be able to get on board with Hughesy.
Good will, absolutely. Good stuff. I'd like to see you go at it.
It is 23 past seven right now on the Fox.
Now, Prince Andrew is still making headlines, guys. He did his interview, his 49-minute long interview with an award-winning UK journalist, and she did a great job. And he walked away, apparently, by all accounts, and said, "I nailed it." He went to his mum, the Queen, and said, "Was brilliant, bulletproof."
Oh, stupid question, Boxy.
Yeah.
Why did he do an interview? Why aren't the police interviewing him?
Because he's...
sound stupid?
No, Jeffrey Epstein was obviously... He was under a police investigation. Yeah. Prince Andrew wasn't necessarily part of that. There are these claims that have been made by people, but you've got to substantiate them. So if the victim or the alleged victim wants to go to court and start proceedings against Prince Andrew, yes, he'll absolutely have to answer to them. But at the moment, he's just been brought up in interviews. Nobody's actually charged him.
Right.
I'm worried about Prince Andrew. I mean... The Queen, how old's the Queen now? She's almost
92.
Yeah, I don't reckon she's going to cop this much longer. I reckon. Yeah.
She's had enough.
I reckon Prince Andrew just better just look around and see what's going on. Yeah.
Do you know what's funny though, Hughesy? Yesterday the world was talking about it.
She's been through a bit, I reckon.
She has. I reckon this one might tip her.
She's been with Philip her whole life. That's tough.
Well, that's true. All right. She's used to.
Andrew's always been the squeaky clean one too.
Hasn't
he?
Hasn't he? Went out with Coo Stark. Remember Coo Stark?
Yeah, I know, but then he married
Games
Ferg.
She was an adult actress. She starred in adult films.
And was his
girlfriend for a while. I don't think the Queen was that happy about that.
No, but don't you think, Hughesy, then he's married Fergie, and then Fergie became the train wreck, and Andrew just went quiet. And he's been divorced now for, 15, nearly 20 years? We've not heard boo about his personal life. Whatever he's doing, he's doing it undercover.
We see why we haven't heard anything about it.
But he did do the interview. Have we got a grab of it, Fev? You weren't here yesterday. This is probably our favourite part.
So good.
He, by all accounts, one of the women who's alleging that she had relations with him just claimed he was this sweaty mess, and he had a really great reason for why he wasn't a sweaty mess.
She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating and that she went on to have baths, possibly...
There's a slight problem with the sweating because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and I simply it was almost impossible for me to sweat.
It's a fair answer. How do you argue with that?
Well, he's thrown in, he's a war hero. Yeah, he just threw that in there. Yeah. And then it meant he didn't sweat for a while, but he's a... You can see that was past tense, so he's back to sweating.
He got shot at.
How do you stop sweating when you get shot at? What happened? Don't you sweat more? My favourite part of yesterday was the internet was just flooded with photos of him sweating.
Yeah, he looks sweaty, doesn't he? He looks sweaty. He really looks like a sweater.
But do you know what? I watched the whole 49 minutes last night. I watched the whole interview, and I felt a bit sorry for him.
What?
I know. Look, clearly he's been friends with the wrong guy, but he's front-footed this and gone, "Mum, I'll take care of it. Mom. I'll just go public and I'll sort it out."
Oh, so Fifi's on team. You're on team Andrew, eh?
No, clearly I reckon he's lying. But I don't know, with his pompous voice and his funny teeth, and I'm just looking at him in. Going, what have you done?
He sucked you in. Oh. Mate, these docos have got to your head, Boxy.
It's like watching your dad.
You'll believe anything.
Husey, we'll obviously hear from you for the drive home this afternoon. Get on board with Team Husey and
Team Vegan.
Vegan
exactly.
Team.
Fav.
Get a squash
yes,
cavalry.
I love
Fox
it.
Website.
Good.
Help him out.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Fief, it's just great to have, you know, our main man back.
It yeah. is. Well, we done, missed you, Fev.
Yeah. I know you did. You did send me a message saying you missed me.
I did.
Yeah. I sent you one yesterday. I didn't get a reply. Just
yeah, yeah, but it's WhatsApp.
What do you mean? WhatsApp? Doesn't yeah. count.
That's not a message.
No, what do you texting's want? Official.
Texting's official. WhatsApp's just,
You get millions of WhatsApp yeah. messages a day.
Are you kidding? There's no difference.
Yes, there is.
All right. It just makes you tighter. Okay. You can't afford a text.
Oh, my God. In future, I'll send you an SMS.
SMS is heaps better.
Or I'll mail you a letter.
No, I don't want a letter. Okay. Anyway. I'm not the same age as you.
Fev and I work on all different platforms.
Yeah. Good on you.
We've got WhatsApp, text yeah. messaging, send each other photos of each other's dinner.
Yeah, we did that last night.
Okay.
Didn't we?
All right. Have fun.
We did.
Sounds
I had I cooked a roast, didn't eat the meat, and Boxy yeah. had a zucchini noodle pesto avocado yes. and cherry tomato pasta.
Just a couple of
amazing.
Couple of vegans sending each other their boring dinners. Good-o.
That's what vegans do, bro.
Yes. Now, Fev, talk us through the surgery.
Yes, I went in on Thursday afternoon, had surgery. It went for a little bit longer than was expected because there was a little bit of damage. The sumo jumbo really did a number on it.
This is your knee,
My knee, yeah. I felt quite sick, but when I was in there, I said to you guys on air on Thursday morning that I would film when I got out of recovery. And it's hard to remember because you're in and out. You're like a zombie. I don't know what, you know, what was going on. So before yeah. I went into surgery, I had my little jocks on. You know, you put the bib thing that they put on you and you got yes. your little hat and your little booties. I stuck my phone in my jocks just so I could remember. Because you're down in recovery. You don't have any of your belongings.
Of course not.
And then I woke up and I remember waking up. I looked across to my left and on my left, they said one of your old teammates is next to you. And I go, what? And I didn't know what was going on. And I look over and I said, who is it? And they said, it's Heath Scotland.
Oh.
And I went, Scotto. And he went, hey, Fev. And I went, Scotto. And then they reckon we fell back asleep. And that's he was amazing. With us on Sunday at Toby's birthday party.
He's one of your best mates.
Yeah, what are the chances? Had no idea. We wake up in recovery together, cooked, like right off, coming back from the anesthetic. So I got the phone out and I remembered it was in my jocks. And I'm like, what is that on my bum? I could feel it. I'm like, I thought I got my knee operated on. You know when you're going through all those, and yeah. I pulled it out. I go, oh, my phone. I've got to do a recording. I don't know how long it went for. I don't know what I said. And I think I sent you all a little message when I was still cooked going,
yeah.
I'm not sure how that went down. Is everyone okay? Remember I said that to you?
We've got it. Can we play it?
This is Fev post-surgery, just coming out of the anaesthetic, obviously very groggy. He's found the phone in his underpants, and here we go.
Hey guys, just in the recovery room, just fresh out of surgery. I know you guys are probably missing me right about now, but Brian, don't muck this up, mate. You know, Brian, I love you, man, you know. We do put a bit of stick on you, but it's just feel for you. And Fee, mate, queen of radio, it's a privilege that we get to work with you every day. Byron, just keep riding the coattails, brother. I'm not sure I'm allowed to be doing this, but we have the best team, radio team ever. Hope you guys aren't missing me today. I don't know.
Can you hang up?
This is my nurse. Hi.
Oh, God.
I'm hungry. I love to eat.
What
was all that about? Wow.
Mate, there should be more of that. Best. Just there as in be. People getting filmed when they come out of an anaesthetic. I got a little... I actually watched this yesterday, Boxy, and... I think the nurses were a bit upset.
Well, don't think
no, they
be...
definitely were.
Yeah,
that nurse was not happy with
they
you.
They weren't happy at all. Obviously. But anyway, I gave Brian a bit of love.
Yeah, my
didn't
name's
I?
Byron. I mean, yeah. even.
Well,
just...
Why do I call you Brian?
He can't
for?
Help what he says when he's yeah. under the influence.
Okay, fair enough. It's 17.
But I said a lot of true stuff. Keep riding the coattails, brother.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, laying in bed yesterday, Boxy, I was watching the news. I love the news.
You're across lots of news services.
Yeah, I love the news. Yeah, which is good. It's always good to watch. But I come across a story yesterday where in Collingwood, Northside, Leon's area, and it just baffled me, absolutely baffled me. So what's happened is the council there, the Yarra Council, they've started to plant trees in the middle of the road.
Why?
Just because they want calm drivers. So go on to the speed humps. That'd normally just slow people down.
Should work.
Yeah. I know where I live, there's a lot of speed humps. The speed limit might do that, but no. They're planting trees in the middle of the road. And this is what our councillor had to say. This is a news story, Boxica. Just to get you across this.
Oh, boy. This is amazing.
It's astounding.
This is the council spokesperson?
Yeah. Okay. Play her.
Here we go.
It's interesting that it's become the talk of the town. We do a lot of traffic calming measures across Yarra. When we talk about traffic calming, we talk basically about traffic slowing. So encouraging cars to slow down, especially when they're using a residential street like this one as a thoroughfare.
Now,
Fiona, oh, wow.
Yes. Traffic calming. It's just annoying.
Play a CD.
Just slow down. You don't need to be speeding. I don't need a tree in the middle of the road to tell me how to drive. There's rules. No. There's regulations. Put a speed hump there. Put a speed limit. There's a dude on a skateboard without a helmet in the actual picture. You can't be on a skateboard without a helmet.
Is he skating around the tree?
No, he's calm. He's calm skating.
You can't
skating.
Have trees in the middle of roads.
You can't. And I said when I was watching it, what happens when that tree becomes old and the branch falls off and kills a person driving?
Exactly.
Don't you think about that, do you?
No, we've got enough trouble looking for pedestrians and other cars on the road. We don't need trees on the road.
Calm driving. Give me a spell,
Northside. Traffic calming measures.
Bloody hell, City of Yarra.
Jesus. Okay, he's had enough.
Fev's
done.
Just come on.
This is the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, the show must go on here on the Fox. We've got a guy who's just come back from knee surgery after being put through a wall by a sumo wrestler. He's back. Meanwhile, in the Box household, she's doing the show live from a spare bedroom of her home, obviously with Daisy. This is just a great initiative. Just want to make sure Feith can do the show. What are you dealing with at the moment, Feith? There's plenty going on in your house. What's
happening? I'm trying to breastfeed Daisy, but she's grabbing the microphone.
One of the J's are out. You've got
and
two
then one
kids
of the, yeah, okay. And Trixie finds it hilarious.
Right.
There we go.
What is Trixie finding funny about this situation at the moment? She's having...
Well, because Daisy's not feeding, she's right. trying to feed on the microphone. Right. I need her to feed on the boob.
Anyway, I'd say we'd put it on Insta, but we obviously can't.
The thing is, with a baby, you usually go for the bigger thing. I don't understand why she's going for the microphone.
1019, The Fox.
131060 is our number. In many ways, Feith, I know what you have planned here. I hope we don't get calls, because this is not right.
Guys, there are wars amongst us at the moment and we don't even realise it. We're all just getting on with our lives, but there are generational wars. Now, I wasn't aware of this, but apparently over the last few months, the millennials are having a bit of beef with the boomers. So if we're looking at breaking up the generations.
Australian boomers?
No, not the basketball team. No.
Not Andrew Bogut.
Paddy Mills
if
the
you're a baby boomers are people born between 1946 and 1964, and your millennials, I imagine, are post 2000. Would that be right?
Yeah,
or
right.
Would that, yeah
well,
you'd
that
have to be.
The millennium ended in 1999. Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe they were born in the 90s.
But that's the two ends, isn't it? Because then you've got X and Y in between the millennials and the boomers.
Well, this is a funny thing. So X and Y have been left out of this fight. So a lot of, I think what's happened is the baby boomers are saying to the millennials, stop your whinging, save up for a home deposit, stop buying avocado on toast.
Yeah,
and what's happening is the millennials are saying, okay, boomer, and that's become a bit of a quote. So the whole thing is, yep, okay, boomer,
okay,
whatever.
Boomer. Whatever, boomer.
Do you know what it is? The young people of our millennials disrespecting the eldest. That's what happens.
Yes. We need to go. What about
Back
those wonderful
day,
cultures?
Yeah. Respect.
You're not that old. You're talking like you're a boomer.
True.
No, but I'm saying that I respect my elders. I'm in that generation where, you know, your grandparents have lived through it. You listen to them. Now, the people that were born in the millennial, they don't listen to anybody.
I agree. And there are a lot of European and Asian cultures that respect their elders and they look after and care for their elders. We pop them in homes and say, okay, boomer, and forget about them. Yep. Not a great attitude. No. I don't like that. But anyway, what's happened though, Fev, another generation's been caught up in the middle of this. So the millennials are attacking the boomers and now they've decided to have a shot at Generation X, the Gen X's. Right. Now, I think we're Gen X's.
Why don't we all gang up on the millennials?
Well, we might need to because they're now calling us Karens.
Who?
Now,
my mum.
Oh yeah, Kazza.
My mum's a Kazza.
Kazza might be a. Would she be a boomer or an Xer?
Oh, she was born in the '40s.
She was in the boomer cusp.
How old is mum? Mum's not even 60 yet, so she's
Gen Zs, who are millennials, are calling Gen X as the Karen generation.
Right. Because they're all called Karen, because typically an older person would be called Karen, not a young person, right?
Well, they're referencing exactly. Apparently, people in our I didn't grow up with any Karen, so I didn't have one Karen at school.
I got one. I wouldn't have grown up with a Karen. I just had a mum Karen, and we had a next door neighbour named Karen.
Oh, there we go.
Two Karens lived together.
Well, what the Gen Zs are saying about the Gen Xs is they're saying this stereotype of the Karens are dissatisfied, demanding women who always complain to a manager. So, you know, when you work in retail and you get that woman who goes, can I speak to a manager, please? Apparently that's a Karen.
It's a Karen.
A Gen Xer.
A Gen Xer. So what year is that?
That is, okay, Gen Xs are 80, I think it's 70s and 80s it might be when you were born in the 70s and 80s. And then Ys are born late 80s, 90s.
I'm a Gen Y.
Is that right?
Gen Y is 81 to 96.
Oh, you've just made that.
So this is me.
Well,
so I call people Karen? Is that
you're not a millennial.
There's
this
so
is Gen
many Zs. Gens. What's happened?
Okay, Gen Y is being left out of this at the moment. But look, what we thought would be a bit of fun, and Byron, if I could get the accompanying music, that'd be great.
I don't think this is fun.
If you've got a beef with a generation in particular, call now. Let's see what's happening here. The millennials are really angry. If you're angry at a boomer, if you're angry at an Xer, maybe you want to unload on a Y. What's going on
so
here?
So I'm a Y boxy, so I'm 1981 to 1996. You would be a Gen X.
60s Byron's
to
80s.
No, nah, Byron's a baby boomer.
Oh, yeah, funny.
1946 to
1964. 10 years younger than you. So you want to turn? You actually want to turn generations against each other on radio? This is this is disgusting.
Yeah. Well, either this is journalists making stuff up in the paper, or we genuinely have beef with generations.
Okay, so
this could be a bit of fun.
A millennial,
what's your beef?
And you've got a problem with another generation? Please air it. Maybe a boomer who's listening. I don't know how many boomers listen to our show, but you could turn the tables on a millennial.
Or if you're a Karen, just bring up. You're a Karen.
If your name's Karen, give us a call. Anyone want to
I don't want to... Yeah, why don't we start? Like, let's be honest.
Go for a beef, yeah.
As a Gen Xer, when a millennial comes up to us, and sometimes we get some work experience kids who come through the radio station, and they go, I want to do what you do. And I'll say to them, well, that's great. What I did was when I left uni, I went and lived in Traralgon and then Warragul, then I worked in community radio. And then occasionally a millennial will say, nah, I think I'm not going to go on the X Factor, and then I might try The Bachelorette. No, it's not how you get into radio.
There we go. Now the battle lines are drawn. Call us right now if you've got a problem with a member of another generation and we'll fight on air. 13 10 60
1019 The Fox.
Faith, this was your idea.
Well, no, you see, I didn't know this, but apparently there is friction between the generations. Now, millennials are lashing out at boomers at the moment, and boomers, baby boomers, have become the butt of their jokes. And then over the weekend, the millennials have come for the Gen Xers. Now, that's you and me, Byron. And they're saying they're calling us the Karen generation.
Well, hang on.
Because we're all these sort of entitled. What is it? I'll get it again. They're calling us people who go to management. We're the people who are lazy, stay at home, and then we go to the store, and if we've got a problem, we say, can we speak to the manager?
Well,
that's how they're categorising us.
Well, I've never asked to speak to a manager, and I don't have any friends called Karen.
I often ask to speak to the manager, but again, I don't know a Karen. So. now, we've opened the phone lines, and we've got Teresa from Point Cook, who's a Gen Xer. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Ping Ping. How are you?
Good, Teresa. Do you want to unload or unleash on a generation?
Oh my God. And by the way, I'm not a frigging Karen. And yesterday, I did complain in my local library about DVDs. But anyway, my daughter is 20. She's born in 1999, overseas in Europe. So that's even more special. But she's the most laziest self-entitled, selfish person I have ever met in my life.
Keith, this is a disaster. People are just...
You know what's worse?
What's worse?
He won't even follow AFL, and I'm a Carlton supporter.
Okay.
So I'm even more disgusted.
There we go. So that's Teresa, who has a problem with her own daughter and has turned on her daughter live on air. Again,
Fief. That's Fief. Amazing.
That's
you want this, Fief. We've got we could
it's
go all day.
It's pent-up aggression.
But look
and
how
anger.
Many calls there are.
Well, it's better to get it out than in. Sarah from Sunbury. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Now, Sarah, you're a 16-year-old millennial.
I am.
Okay, we're nervous.
So I keep getting in Facebook fights with conservatives to this Facebook group for my town, and because they keep calling us lazy and disrespectful, and I'm having none of it.
Here we go, look out.
Well.
So how do you fire back, Sarah?
Well, I just point out, like, and I make them say stuff and then flip it on themselves. Like, they said to me that they wanted a civil conversation, and then I flipped it on them when they started to yell at me. I was like, didn't you want a civil conversation?
Uh-huh.
The problem is these Gen Xs, or no, what are they? Gen Zs.
Yeah.
I've got a few of them at my house.
Yeah.
They love to answer back.
Oh,
when I was a child, there was no answering back. If someone said something, an adult, you just did it. And that was it, wasn't it? If your parents said something,
mate,
now... Go do that. Why? Sorry, what? What do you mean, why? Just
yeah, there's
go
a lot
do
of talk
it.
Back. But Sarah, you sound back. Like a very polite millennial.
Yeah, mate, once they get going.
Don't start fighting with Sarah.
I'm not fighting with Sarah.
Okay. Saying. No, good point.
We've got Marg, a baby boomer from Mill Park. Hi, Marg.
Oh, no.
Hi, CC7 Byron. Byron, I love you. Don't worry about the other two.
Thank you.
You know what? If there wasn't another two, he wouldn't be here.
Okay,
so.
That's all.
He needs to worry about
interesting.
Us.
I just will make the point, Marg and I are not from the same generation. I'm the one underneath Marg.
That's what she's looking after.
No, that's lovely.
I'll allow you to jump in, Byron, anytime.
Thank you.
I've got a problem with the millennials. They are so much the entitled generation because their parents have worked hard making money. They think it's their right to spend it and not get a real job.
Oh, jeez.
Don't worry, Marg.
And I've got a daughter at home, and they are lazy.
Oh, gee.
They are lazy.
Okay, shots fired.
Byron said, thanks for that. He'll buy you the bingo ticket to bingo later on.
No, there's none of that. I mean, there's a temptation. Fief, it's been suggested that we perhaps let Marg and Sarah have a chat together. Now, Sarah was the millennial who was apparently entitled. Marg doesn't like Sarah's type around here.
Yes.
Do we put them on the phone together, or is that just going too far, Fief? It's up to you.
Well, we're trying to pit perfect strangers against each other to have a fight. It's something doesn't feel
that's
right about it.
It doesn't quite feel right, does it? Yeah, no, anyway, I'm seeing you both here. Sarah, Marg, do you want to have a quick chat with each other?
Sure.
This is going to be good.
Yeah, well and truly.
Okay, well, someone needs to take a shot. Who's going to swing first?
You're going to jump in, Byron. You're the one in
no,
the
No, I'm just keeping me out of it. Someone say something mean.
I'm not going to lie. Byron, you sound the angriest out of everyone.
Okay, all right. Well, it's turned out that they're not going to have a fight together because neither they've got...
They don't know each other. What are they going to argue about?
I'm not going to pick on Sarah for something I don't know about.
See?
I'm not a Karen.
What are you doing to your generation? Okay. You're starting five.
Baby boomers.
None of this was my idea.
Us baby boomers keep you lot afloat.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Now she's going. Any thoughts on that, Sarah?
I enjoy the boomers.
What do you keep trying to get these two to fight for? It's interesting.
Just going to play a song.
Keep going, Byron.
Tell you what, she's... Mark's really... I mean, okay, we'll just play a song. 101.9...
The Fox. Can I have the PC Police jingle, please, Byron?
Yes. Well, yeah, why didn't you ask me during the song?
Because we assumed we all knew this was coming.
Here we go.
Make way for the fun police.
Byron's still rapt that someone spoke to him. Like Marg, he's sitting there going, oh, how good's this? Forgot what was on the bloody show.
Well, for those who just tuned in, a caller called Marg happened to say hi to me. It's not that big of a deal. Okay, that was that's old news.
Now, PC Police, this is interesting. I don't think you're going to be a fan of it, Fev. I think they might have gone too far.
Again?
The Universities and Colleges Union have decided, now this is, I believe, in the US and maybe the UK, that anyone should be allowed to identify as another race. So this means that anyone should be allowed to identify as black, regardless of the colour of their skin or background. Yes, so you can decide your identity and your race. Anything you want to say to that? Oh.
What do you mean?
The argument is that, and this is to support all self-identification, so people who want to identify as women, people who want to identify as men, now this is going a bit broader. Because, you know, there's a big push to say the gender politics around this is that there are arguments to say you can be born with male genitalia, but you could identify as a woman. You can say my gender is female.
Right.
Now they've gone a step further and said, well, then you can identify whichever race you'd like to be. So
that's, you can't do that, can you?
Well, this is, they're pushing for this. Fair. This is the world we are now living in.
You're a dark African American, and you come down to
man. African American man.
Anyone,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you come down and you say that I'm white.
I'm a white woman.
Yep. I'm a
You could say I'm a white woman.
People are like, no, well, you're not.
You can be whatever you want to be.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe this is what started. Remember, like, when we were watching, as a Gen Xer, I'm going to say this. When I grew up watching Play School and Sesame Street, I was told I could be whatever I want to be. Maybe this is what's happening now.
Okay.
You can be literally whatever. You can be whatever race. You can have whatever history. You can adopt any. I could be Russian if I want to be Russian. Who says I'm not Russian?
Well, absolutely. Go for it.
You know what I'd love to do?
You're not.
Well, I'm identifying as Russian. Fev, why don't we, just for fun, we just spoke to a boomer, Marg, before, who had strong opinions about millennials. I would love to know what Marg thought about this new policy.
Marg's become a co-host of the show.
Are you there, Marg?
What? I sure am.
Okay.
What do you think about this?
Well, I think everyone should be inclusive, which I'm a bit forward-thinking for my age as a baby boomer.
Very good. I like it.
You like it? Yeah, look, people need to feel comfortable in their own shell.
Yeah.
And if that's what they want to identify as, let them go and let them identify as that.
Thank you, Marg.
I won't lie, Marg. You've shocked me. I didn't expect that.
So now, Pepe, you can stop judging baby boomers because we are quite inclusive.
Oh, but I was never judging the baby boomers, Marg.
I love
baby boomers.
Stick around, though, after the break as Marg hosts Beat the Bonbon.
101.9
The Fox.
Now, Fev, you weren't here yesterday. You were recovering from your knee surgery, mm-hmm. but it... Schoolies started yesterday.
Did it?
School leavers headed off to schoolies. Well, you're right. So Gold Coast, but Byron's another one. Phillip Island locally. Mm. Like there's all now new schoolie destinations.
Lawn. Yeah, I don't know. Do the residents of Lawn love it that schoolies is there?
I don't think residents of any area.
It's good for Thirsty Camel.
I bet it is. Yeah, that's a big bottle there outside Lawn. Now, Fev, we thought it might be a bit of fun this morning to relive schoolies' memories.
Memories.
Nope, that's the wrong song.
Oh, sorry.
Nope.
Sorry. There we go.
You wouldn't have gone to school.
Oh, it's instrumental. I expected Barbara to go, memories.
Oh, sorry, anyway. Eddie,
you would have been studying or something, wouldn't you? You wouldn't have gone to school.
Yeah, here's the thing, Fev. I didn't even... You get rid of that song. I don't even know what it is. I didn't even do it because I was school captain, Fev.
Yeah.
I had to prepare for our final valedictory speech.
Of course you did.
So we had schoolies started and then 2 weeks later we had our big speech night.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to focus on my speech, so I stayed home.
It's not nerdy
at
all.
Yeah, it's not at all. Did you nail your speech?
It was, to this day, one of the most memorable school captain speeches in Tin Turns history.
That you can remember?
You remember
it well.
Is that
just from you and Pearl?
I remember it really well.
Is anyone there in about 95 when Fief gave this apparently memorable speech?
If anyone from Tin Turn or the Tin Turn alumni, 13 10 60, do call if you remember my speech.
How long did it go for?
Probably 20 minutes.
That's a long one. How much did you talk about yourself?
I might have come up from time to time.
But don't we want to, surely if it's schoolies, don't we want some wild stories or some schoolies fails? I mean, you just didn't even go.
I didn't go to schoolies either, Boxy.
Oh, because you were playing footy.
I got drafted on the Sunday night and they went to schoolies on the Monday and I was at training at 6 in the morning on the Monday morning.
Oh, wow. So hang on, this is quite bizarre, Fev. You and I didn't do schoolies. Yeah. Byron, did you do schoolies?
Yeah, absolutely. I was locked in. Schoolies.
Where'd you do it?
Well, I must admit, I was young for my age group, so I was nowhere near 18 when it was schoolies, and my fake ID was no good, so I couldn't go anywhere.
So hang on, where were you, though?
Gold Coast. No, not Taree. Gold Coast.
Did you get lucky? How did you go?
No. Like, we we got quite hopeful. We stayed at a resort back then that was known as, well, it's called Ocean Blue, but the nickname it had was Ocean, what can I say it?
Blue.
Screw.
Oh, whoa, gee. Hey, that was just saying. Hey, kids in the car.
No, I'm just saying. Think of your favourite hardware. It was about the hardware shops.
Was anyway, this you and Trent Wheeler?
Yeah, it was Trent Wheeler. And then this other guy, Ryan Maughan, and I shouldn't have named him in full, but he thought he was a bit of a ladies' man. He wasn't. He was a complete dork. He brought, shall we say, a box of a certain thing that you would think that you might need.
Here?
And didn't, as it turns out, didn't need any of them. Didn't need any of them. Brought
a box of beers.
Yeah, just a box of what you'd imagine you might need.
What were they?
And didn't use anything.
What box of what, though?
We're having a good fun time at 13
well,
tonight.
I'm not going to lie. In the studio here, Schoolies has been quite disappointing.
It's been a total fail.
I made up for it, though. I didn't need Schoolies.
You wouldn't have needed school. You would have been
Saturday
a menace
night.
At school.
Oh, God.
131060, share your schoolies memories.
Had a lot of any
were they
life.
The best times of your life? Was it the worst time in your life? Was it good? Because I reckon if I'd gone, it would have been a massive disappointment.
Well, Mia went to schoolies. So I've had a kid that's gone to schoolies, which is astounding. Anyway, so she had a fake ID. Remember, I went and picked it up for
yes,
morning
right.
from the girl. We paid $20. I went and picked it up from the daughter and the dad.
Wouldn't have organised.
And when she was away in Byron, the first night, she got it taken off her because they realised it wasn't her. So she spent
that's
all of
right,
schoolies. Everyone was going out, and poor me had to stay in the house. She couldn't go out.
So that's a schoolies memory. Yeah, that's exactly what we're after. Yeah. 13,
poor
10, 60 is the number.
You know how rapt I was as a dad that she couldn't go out?
Give us a call right now on The Fox with your schoolies memories at 12 tonight.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we're talking schoolies because it kicked off yesterday. School leavers have headed off to various parts of the country, mainly the Gold Coast. That's still the hub. But for people who are reminiscing maybe and wondering or want to share their stories of schoolies, could we please have the appropriate music, Byron?
Schoolies memories.
Wrong one. Always the wrong one.
Sorry.
There it is. There we okay, go. We're heading down memory lane. And we have Danielle from Werribee. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You're good, Danielle. How long ago were you on schoolies?
12 years ago.
Oh, now that's talk right. us through. What happened? How was it?
Oh, look, it was great. First night we got there, was a whole bunch of us, probably 10 girls and guys. And we got to our house that we had rented up in Phillip Island. And started to drink and then realised that the only alcohol we had left needed to be opened with a bottle opener, but nobody remembered to pack one. So in the car we decided to get, I was the driver, and back straight into a ditch, waited 3 hours for the RACV to pull us out of the ditch and then proceeded to go to the supermarket or mini mart to get a bottle opener.
It's a long road to get that bottle opener, wasn't it?
Hope you weren't drinking, Danielle, before
obviously,
you got behind the wheel.
That's obviously
wasn't. Get the bottle opener.
There was a designated. Yeah, they hadn't even had a sip. Oh, that's flattening. There we go. So there's one schoolies memory. Gee, these. You wonder if any of these are going to work out. These memories.
Grace from Box Hill. Hi, Grace.
Hi, guys. So over in Byron. One of the girls on the first night had a few too many raspberry cordials, ended up vomiting all over the deck. Being the responsible person that I am, I went to go get the hose to clean it all up. Forgot that the deck was higher than the ground, lost my footing, did a flip, and instead of landing on my feet, ended up on my head with a concussion and unable to go out on the first night.
Oh, no. She slipped on her friend's vomit.
Yes.
Oh. You still should have gone out.
Yeah, it's just well, a disaster.
She was unconscious.
I wasn't able to.
I've been concussed and got on the piss.
Okay, Fev, you're Brendan Favola.
It doesn't matter.
Fev, this is why I stayed home and wrote my speech. None of this happened to me.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you very much.
Beck from Safety Beach. Hey, Beck.
Hey, good morning, peeps.
Yeah, Beck, how did your schoolies go?
My schoolies was very interesting. I grew up in WA and I went to Rottnest for my schoolies. And we were having a little picnic on the beach one night with a few drinks. And I turned around and my vodka, coke and raspberry had been drunk by a quokka.
Oh. Very popular local bird.
Hey, you don't mess with the quokkas.
Yeah. And it was well and truly sozzled.
Yeah, no, the quokka
imagine
was...
Imagine that poor quokka.
Yeah, it was sozzled.
The quokka's had the best time of its life.
I did it on purpose.
No, it wasn't your fault,
there
Beck.
We go. No, look, thank you so much.
Surprised a quokka liked it.
Remember I got a photo with a quokka? And they kept running away.
Yeah, it wasn't, so that, it wasn't as good as Roger Federer.
Roger Federer got one. It was just beautiful. I tried to get the same traction. Got no likes. No one.
Quokkas should get a lot of likes on Insta. As long as you're appropriate with the quokka.
Mate, the quokkas are like the best thing ever to come out of WA. Like they're sacred to them. If you bag a quokka, you are done.
Okay, well, no one's suggesting you would do anything.
Mate, Christy, was it Christy? No.
To a quokka. That was Christy in Dandenong, yes.
Yeah, no, she's about to do the free-for-all. Anyway, that chick that just said about the quokka.
Good point, sorry.
Mate, I've never got a quokka piss, though.
Okay, here we go. So that's it for us.
Good effort.
Get qualified as a personal trainer with the experts, the Australian Institute of Fitness. Hit fitness.edu.au for more.